720 WGN. It's your Money Matters on this Wednesday evening. Dennis Rockin from Crane Chicago Business joins us now. And Dennis, for 2 years, for the most part, it's been pretty good news for our Chicago area housing market. I guess it was only a matter of time for high interest rates to really take their take hold and affect the way prices are going. And we ended a kind of a milestone of weeks and in a row of year-over-year growth, right?
Yeah. So for 124 weeks from mid-June 2020, which is really when the pandemic-era housing boom kicked in, because first there was a little bit of a period of uncertainty, but mid-June 2020, prices were up from a year before, and 124 weeks went by while that was true. And then last week, the week that ended November 7th, prices were flat. The median price of homes sold in the Chicago area, the nine-county metro area, that week was $270,000, which is the same as it was a year ago.
So in order to get flat on a year-to-year, you would have to have eventually had a dip on a week-to-week or a month-to-month, right? So are we lower than we were a month ago? Have we seen a little dip, and that's what's caused the flat line year-to-year?
I'm not sure I follow you, John. No,
I'm not sure I did either.
Okay. So there's weekly data that comes out. There's also monthly data that I report on, but this is data for sales each week posted by MRED, Midwest Real Estate Data. And we have had, so during this string of increases, it's not just that prices were up from a year before. Once again, it was 124 weeks. In many cases, we had double-digit price increases on top of double-digit price increases the year before. The boom was really lifting our prices. Now, you and I have discussed our prices did not go up as high as some other cities did, but our home prices were going up dramatically for a long time. And as I said, sometimes double-digit price increases on the shoulders of the previous year's double-digit price increases. It's been tapering. It's been getting down into the 2 and 3% range in recent weeks as interest rates have gone up and things have really slowed down in the housing market. And I've also reported last week or the week before, we hit a new low in homes going under contract. We hit a new low in people putting their homes on the market. So lows in both buyer and seller behavior, and now it's hit prices. Now, closings in the last week, the price was even with a year before, which is not to say that prices have fallen. It's also only 1 week's data.
True.
It could be that prices continue back up, but it is sort of a bellwether or a benchmark.
Well, you were giving that great answer, Dennis Rodkin. I thought of a better way to ask the question that made more sense, and you sort of answered it there at the end. I got there eventually. I guess what I'm asking is when you talk to real estate agents, is there a sense of flashing red lights? Is this the natural correction you're going to get from high interest rates? I don't know if you can sense worry. I don't know. Maybe I didn't think of a better way to ask this. I guess what I'm asking you is, are real estate agents really worried about the next couple of months to a year?
I don't know that most are worried. I think, first of all, everybody knew this was going to happen at some point. The housing boom was insane. And again, it was much more insane in other cities than in ours. But the things were going so fast and furious. Everybody knew it couldn't be sustained. And then when the Fed started raising interest rates in order to cut inflation, mortgage rates follow the Federal Reserve rates. And it was pretty clear that as interest rates went up, they've doubled in the course of 2022. When interest rates went up, then the real estate market activity was going to slow. So everybody sort of saw it coming. I think the people who regret it most are the sellers who thought I can get, you know, somebody got X for a house next door to me a year ago and things are going up so fast, I can get X plus 15. Well, now it looks like maybe you can get the same X that they got a year ago. But I don't think there's any worry just yet. We sort of expected that things were going to go this way. To me, the real worry is, does the Fed ratchet up interest rates higher and higher to the point where the real estate market really does start to choke.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And Dennis Rockin doing some heavy lifting on this interview, translating my questions and finding effective answers to them.
Whatever I could do for you, John, I'm happy.
You're helping me out. I was up late with the election last night. Dennis Rockin, Crane Chicago Business. Let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.